Woman in Islam. In Islam, women are the twin halves of men. She is the half of the society who raises the other half, owing her each aspect of manners, qualities, and capabilities they acquisitively maintain. Before Islam, women used to be buried alive upon birth. Allah says,
وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ.
But Islam came to dignify them and to forbid such a horrible crime. Women are mothers, who Islam has excessively given the right of kind companionship. When it comes to others' rights, Islam ranks mothers second to none. Women are wives who Islam has urged husbands to treat very well. Feeding a wife is an act of charity in Islam, which is abundantly rewarded. Women are daughters, whom Islam has guaranteed heaven for those who bring them up well, taking care of their well-being. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Whoever supports two girls till they attain maturity, he and I will come on the day of resurrection like this. Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him," joined his fingers, illustrating this. The Quran has paid a great attention to pious women in numerous incidents and examples, narrating their virtuous stories. The Quran elaborately tells the story of Mary, the mother of Jesus, in different chapters, rectifying all the falsification and claims that has been attached to her and her son. It even names a whole chapter after her, signifying her tremendously unique story. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Treat women kindly."